Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a brand new day. Today the Lord is ready again to speak to us. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. We get to dive deep into the revelations in the Word of the Lord. The Word of God has been a blessing to us. It has been enriching us. It has been empowering us. And that's why we are always here every single morning to receive from the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 18th day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful Friday, and I'll be looking at a topic that says, Don't think for God. Don't think for God. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 1, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah chapter 12 to chapter 14. Our Bible in 1 year, once again, is taken from Isaiah chapter 12 to chapter 14. And our memory verse is taken from Job chapter 26, verse 14. Job chapter 26, verse 14, which says, Lo, these are parts of his ways, but our little portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him. But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Our Bible reading is taken from Romans chapter 11, from verse 33 to 36. Romans chapter 11, from verse 33 to 36. Verse 33 reads, All the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable is judgment, and his parts beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, who has ever given to God, that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him all things are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Our manual today reads, Many times believers ask God for things and begin to think about how he will achieve them. In reality, however, our brains cannot understand how God will do the things he wishes to do. For instance, when a man says he has a PhD in mathematics, it may sound like a big deal, but in truth, he can only be a specialist in the aspect of the subject. If he finds himself among fellow mathematicians, they will begin to ask him questions like, What is your area of specialization? If he says applied maths, they might further ask, What section of applied maths? He might respond, Fluid dynamics. They can still ask, What section of fluid dynamics? The questioning can go on until it becomes evident that his PhD degree is just a little pinhead in mathematics. It will take you over 1,000 years to know all there is to know about mathematics. However, God knows all mathematics, physics and chemistry, geography and all subjects, including those that are yet to be discovered. You simply can't compare your wisdom and knowledge to his. Why then do believers try to calculate how he would choose to do something? When I became the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God in 1981, quite a few people in the church thought that my appointment was rigged. They thought that I used my position as a mathematics lecturer to manipulate the general superintendent because he was uneducated. I looked up to God to show the people that I did not maneuver my way into becoming the general overseer and that he chose me himself. God then began to do something extraordinary. We used to hold monthly seminars for some days, and on the first day of each seminar, a woman would deliver a baby boy in our maternity center. After several months of this happening, it became clear that it was not coincidental, and those with spiritual understanding among us discerned that it was a sign from God, confirming that he had chosen me himself. I could never have imagined that God would use this as one of his ways to confirm that I had been chosen. Beloved, when you ask God for something, please don't ever think of how he will do it, because it is beyond you. Just ask, obey whatever instruction he gives you, and leave the rest to him. Today's open up will come to the key point that says, when you ask God for something, don't think about it. He will do it. Only trust and obey him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If this segment of our show has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us to hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.